Hi, this is Sarah Wilson, the Associate Site Editor for SearchVirtualStorage.com. Today I'm here with David Davis. David is a virtualization evangelist at TrainSignal.com, and today we'll be discussing storage management in virtual server environments. Hi, David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for being here. So let's start by talking about how storage virtualization has changed over the past few years, and how has that impacted storage management?
Yeah, that's a great question. And to me, it immediately brings up the idea of the software-defined data center, or SDDC, as VMware has, you know, coined it and heavily promoted it. So, you know, with basic virtualization, you can have a virtualized disk for each virtual machine. But now, you know, VMware and other vendors, they're really expanding on that idea by creating virtual storage appliances. They could potentially one day replace, you know, small NAS or SAN arrays. And I have no doubt that vendors like VMware and others will continue to advance those types of, you know, software-defined storage solutions in further, you know, future revisions. And this idea, really, that, you know, server virtualization can replace physical servers is really now being taken to the next level. And, you know, virtualization will now, or, you know, soon will be able to replace, you know, complete storage systems, you know, the traditional hardware-based SAN arrays or NAS arrays, you know, in the data center. And so not only is VMware advancing and promoting that idea, but, you know, there's so many other competing virtualization vendors and numerous third-party vendors that have their own virtualized storage solutions. And what's happening really is that you have a whole new product category. This new product category is something that storage admins will have to deal with. And not only, you know, deal with their, you know, traditional job of configuring the existing SAN and physical storage arrays in the data center, but they'll now have to manage what will become, you know, virtualized storage arrays that are running inside the virtualization layer. And really, this is similar to what happened with traditional physical server admins when virtualization came into the data center. Those physical servers were virtualized, and then those physical server admins suddenly had to, you know, sort of deal with virtualization if it wasn't their idea originally to introduce it and embrace it. So those storage admins will have to embrace, you know, virtualized storage solutions just like the physical server admins, you know, had to embrace server virtualization a few years back. And, you know, it's not going to stop there. You know, network admins will soon have to embrace virtualization as well as there are more and more software-defined network solutions on the market.
Would you say there's any other ways that server virtualization is changing that traditional role of storage admins?
Traditionally, the storage admin just cared about the storage arrays, you know, and it was their job to manage those storage arrays and then provide storage capacity to the servers and the applications when needed. And that storage was usually provided in the form of a SCSI LUN, you know, through fiber channel or iSCSI arrays. But now, you know, with storage and the virtualization layer becoming more intertwined, not only do they have to have virtualization storage solutions, you know, in the data center that they're going to have to manage, but the traditional physical server arrays that they've been managing for some time are becoming more virtualization aware. And this is a you know, term that's become more popular lately as the storage arrays are starting to offer more and more integration. So some examples of this are, for example, one vendor allows their storage array to talk directly to the vCenter server to gain information about what virtual machines are running on what LUN on the storage array. And through then the storage array, you can report statistics about, you know, IOs per virtual machine and much more. I mean, IOs per virtual machine is probably the most critical. And then from that, you can make, you know, smart decisions, and especially, you know, empower the storage admin to be able to know, you know, which virtual machines are causing the most traffic on the storage LUNs so that the storage LUNs could be perhaps reprovisioned or use a different RAID configuration, or those virtual machines could be moved to different LUNs. And that's the type of information that both, you know, storage admins and virtual machine admins really need to do their jobs, you know, more effectively. If your array supports technology like VMware's API for Array Integration, or VAAI, some of the most time-consuming storage tasks, like cloning or snapshots, those can be offloaded to the storage array and then really done in seconds compared to maybe 15 minutes or 30 minutes for a large virtual machine. If a clone is done through the traditional vSphere VM kernel. And then another VMware feature is called vSphere API for Storage Awareness, or VASA. And with VASA, the array can report back to vCenter latency and utilization statistics so that vCenter can actually make intelligent decisions about moving virtual machine storage with features like VMware Storage Distributed Resource Scheduler, or SDRS. So you've kind of got this two-way communication. The hypervisor is talking to the array with VAAI, and then the array is talking back to the hypervisor or the hypervisor management with VASA. And how all this hypervisor and storage integration affects the storage admin is that the storage admin just has to become more educated about virtualization and be prepared to configure these types of, you know, storage integration features, understand them, you know, see their benefits, and then perhaps even be prepared to completely virtualize some piece of their traditional storage array, you know, at some point in the future.
Are there any developments that you think we might see or that you hope to see in the future that would help manage storage for virtual environments?
Yeah, you know, I talked about, you know, some of these completely virtualized storage solutions and what I'm excited about in the future. You know, one of them that's available today is VMware's Virtual Storage Appliance, or VSA. That's a nice solution, but it's really targeted towards, you know, the SMB or the small to medium enterprise. I'm excited to see solutions from VMware and other companies that are similar in concept, you know, completely virtualized storage arrays, but that offer many more features and much more robust performance. And it's really those types of solutions that I could see, you know, at some point in the future replacing expensive SAN arrays and still hopefully offer, you know, the similar performance that you would need. You know, I think that with SSD becoming so much less expensive, and with the hypervisors becoming much more advanced, these completely virtualized storage arrays will, you know, soon become available and very likely even commonplace. Now, on the traditional storage array side, those physical storage arrays, the SANs in the data center, you know, I don't think those are going away anytime soon. But what I'm excited about is the virtualization aware storage, you know, as they're calling it. Basically, more features built into those traditional storage arrays that allow them to talk to the virtualization management layer and give them a much, you know, stronger integration, that API integration between the storage and the hypervisor, and even third-party capacity management and performance tools. And then just one more thing, finally, that I'm excited about, I want to talk about, is those server-side caching solutions that are going to, you know, take what you already have, your traditional array and your traditional physical server with a virtualization hypervisor on top, and then dramatically increase the performance and the virtual machine densities between those. I think that's going to be, you know, kind of a hot topic coming up at VMworld.
All right. Well, that wraps up our storage management podcast. So thank you for being here, David.
Thanks for having me.
And to learn more about storage for virtual server environments, be sure to check out searchvirtualstorage.com.